been sitting here thinking about God and how God's directed my life, especially over the last 15 to 20 years. And how my relationship with Him has grown, and my faith in Him has grown, and my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to guide me through the ups and downs of this life and all. It still amazes me. And this cancer, this small cell carcinoma cancer that I was diagnosed with in 2024, toward the tail end of the summer, after a special election that we kind of got roped into, the Lord put me in a place to go through the medical system. And what is very, very telling to me is how much faith I had in the Lord that His will be done, and I had no fear. I had no anxiety about what lay ahead. I prayed to the Lord all the time to give me signs, you know, show me which way to go. And Josephine and I prayed on our own to show us the way. And our God did. I really want to thank all the prayer warriors who prayed for me day after day after day going through this. You all know who you are. It's too many to list. Some I don't even know. And prayers were answered. God was listening. God is always good. He's always listening. All you have to do is talk. You don't have to say a certain thing at all. Look, Father in heaven, good morning. How are you? I love you. Can we talk? That's how easy it is. You start a conversation, it'll change your life. We ask God for direction, for signs. And, you know, from the beginning of the corona bamboozled, the plandemic, the Lord guided us through that and made sure that we got a different alternative viewpoint, and the lies were shown to us. And yeah, we tried to tell some people and all, and some listened and some didn't. But the Lord guided us through that, and through that our faith in Him was even strengthened even more. So then when we get to this cancer, and the medical practitioners, they don't have much to offer. Radiation, chemotherapy, both of them do a lot of harm, almost equal to the good that they're doing. We asked the Lord for guidance on that, and he sent us to a lot of these doctors during the corona ordeal that stood up and spoke out against the lockdowns, against the mask, against the warp speed shots, and questioned all that. Treatments and ivermectin and all those doctors that stood up and risked those things, the Lord said, look at them. Look at them. And we did, and these doctors are tremendous. And we came across doctors that also were questioning the cancer treatments and trying repurposed drugs and all. And so what we decided was that we would put one foot in both sides. One in this allopathic Rockefeller medicine, radiation, chemotherapy, and one in naturopath, kind of allopathic, but ivermectin, fabendazole, and about a dozen other natural supplements. Turkey tail, mushroom, hemp oil, melatonin, zinc, iodine. I can't think of all of them. On a regular, daily, routine basis. And we started this before the radiation, before the chemo, before the medical industrial complex even put its britches on. Because there's a massive delay as all this comes about. As soon as we found out about the first inkling that we had cancer, we were already on to alternative treatments. When the first CT scan happened, there was already shrinkage of the tumors. By the time the radiation, we were 15 treatments in of a 30 treatment regimen. The doctor said, oh my goodness, the tumors are shrinking so fast, I've got to redesign the whole rest of the 15 left radiation treatments. After the chemo, which chemo is a rough thing, even after the chemo, the doctor came in and the last report, the last PET scan that we had, the doctor comes in and, trying to hide his surprise, says, look at this scan. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no cancer left. Gone. Now, was it the chemotherapy and the radiation? Or was it the ivermectin and fabendazole? Or was it God? Or was it all of the above? Or bits and pieces of everything? Ladies and gentlemen, I would not be here. Would not be here at all if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ and him wanting me. I don't know exactly what he wants me to do, but he's put me through this for a reason. Just like he woke me up in 2008 and has been directing me ever since. I get it right every time? Of course not. I can't. surely at the beginning, I couldn't read the signs he was sending me. I tell you, I still pray, Lord, give me signs. But remember, I need a big sign. I need like a billboard, because I'm a dumbass. And I got a thick head. Not much hair. But my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him, His will be done. I'm not afraid of dying. They can't kill me. Promised everlasting life. But to see the medical industry for what it really is, I think it's my lesson. And it's amazing because the people that are in it, for the very, very majority of them, they are wonderful, caring, loving people who are caught in a system of guidelines and protocols of a corporate entity that gives no concern for the individual. And that it is nothing having to do with health. It is health care to get the most bucks as they can out of each human pain and suffering. That's what I found. That's what we both found. That's what we found in every situation. The people are good, but the guidelines and protocols don't allow for this. It's just like the letter we got about saying things and hateful things, and that's promoting violence and all, and we could be terminated. And no interaction with anybody. It's just sent out because they were taught to report back to the machine, and the machine says that this is not proper, and we're going to send this out and threaten the termination. If you're not an obedient little compliant little slave to the system on the human plantation, the farm. And that's what we found. But ladies and gentlemen, God is good. I'm cancer free now. Do I still have problems? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a little bit of fluid on the lungs. We can work that out. I got a little fluid around the heart. We're gonna work that out. Muscle mass, I don't have any of that. And we can work that out. God is good. Just one step at a time, one day at a time. Ask God what He wants you to do. Ask Him for the signs. Ask Him to guide you. Give yourself to Him. It's a whole lot easier than worrying about it yourself. You can't handle it. Give it to Him. Since I've done that, I have no worries. God loves us. He just wants us to do the right thing. Everything's going to be all right. Thank you for listening. If you have a similar story or disagree with me or whatever, leave a comment. But God is good. God is great. And I'll talk to you guys on the other side. Peace.